the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, an interactive art and music project. Okay, just press a button on your computer, and you can make music miles and miles away through an awesome contraption on display at an art gallery. Did your mind just explode? Well, hold it all in there. We'll explain. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Senator Barack Obama has added another win to his column with a victory in Mississippi. Obama led Senator Hillary Clinton with 60% of the vote. Much of his support came from African-American voters, roughly 90% of whom said they supported Obama in exit polls. Obama told CNN he was encouraged by the victory.
I'm grateful to the people of Mississippi for the wonderful support. And, you know, what we've tried to do is steadily make sure that in each state we are making the case about the need for change in this country.
Obama took home 33 delegates in Mississippi. The next primary is 6 weeks away in Pennsylvania. Stock prices had one of their best days in years yesterday. The surge took place after the Federal Reserve announced a new effort to address the mortgage crisis. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The Fed has been looking for ways to make it easier for banks to lend. It's part of an effort to jumpstart the slowing U.S. economy. The latest effort involves auctioning off some $200 billion in U.S. Treasury bills to the nation's biggest banks and brokerage houses. In an unusual move, the Fed will allow the banks to bid on these T-bills using their bad mortgage debt as collateral. The Fed hopes this will improve their balance sheets by essentially turning bad investments into good ones. They'll be able to lend more money to consumers and to each other. That could bring mortgage rates down and help the weak housing market. The news sent stock prices soaring early in the day, and they finished up sharply. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its best day in 5 years.
NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting. New research suggests that even moderate drinking may increase the risk of breast cancer for postmenopausal women on hormone replacement therapy. The study, which was published in the International Journal of Cancer, followed 5,000 Danish women who averaged one or two drinks a day while on hormones. It found their risk of breast cancer was 3 times higher than women who neither drank nor took hormones. In contrast, drinking habits did not equal an increased cancer risk among women who did not take hormones. And Lance Mackey has won his second consecutive Iditarod Trail sled dog race this morning. Mackey completed the 1,100-mile journey across Alaska in just under 9.5 days. His family greeted him at the finish line, and he received a congratulatory phone call from Governor Sarah Palin, who called him a hero and an inspiration. But it wasn't all smooth sailing for Mackey. Earlier in the race, he struggled with sick dogs and unseasonably warm weather. 12 mushers have dropped out since the start of the race, and one has been withdrawn. 82 mushers remain on the trail. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.